An Inexhaustible Fullness by John Fawcett. Yes, he is very precious to you who believe. 1 Peter 2, verse 7. Christian, Jesus is your Savior, your friend, and your portion. You are guilty. His blood cleanses from all sin. You are miserable. He is rich in mercy. You are helpless. He is mighty to save. You are impoverished. His riches are unsearchable. His treasures of grace are inexhaustible. There is an inexhaustible fullness in Him, answerable to all your necessities, be they ever so many or ever so great. He is the ever-flowing, the overflowing fountain of living waters. He is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ask or think. It has pleased the Father that in Him all fullness should dwell. Indeed, we have all received grace after grace from His fullness. His kindness and mercy are unbounded. If the kindness of men has a tendency to win your hearts, how much more should the infinite love of Jesus constrain you to love Him? He is precious in the glorious perfections of His person, His transcendent worth, and His all-surpassing excellency. Surely, then, it is reasonable, it is highly proper, that He should be chief the object of your love. All that is excellent, all that is desirable, all that is comforting is concentrated in Him. He is fairer than the children of men, the chief among 10,000s, and altogether lovely. Oh, how unspeakably, how infinitely precious! Yes, He is very precious to you who believe. 1 Peter 2, verse 7. Love to Jesus is maintained and continued in its warmth and fervor by frequent meditation on His adorable person, His dying love, and His infinite excellence and preciousness. If we lose sight of Him as the spring of all our happiness and of His ineffable glories, the fervency of our love for Him will be abated. If Jesus Christ is so superlatively precious in Himself, we have reason to be ashamed that we love Him no more. Alas, how languid are our affections towards Him who is altogether lovely, and how easily are our hearts captivated with vanities and trifles. This is matter of deep humiliation, grief, and sorrow. This Puritan devotional has been brought to you by Grace Gems, a treasury of ageless sovereign grace writings. Please visit our website at www.gracegems.org, where you can browse and freely download thousands of choice books, sermons, and quotes, along with select audio messages. No donations accepted. Thank you.